It's 73 degrees in Nashville. We're seeing some isolated thunderstorms in Middle Tennessee right now. There is overall just a 30% chance of rain and storms today. Should get sunny, hot, and humid later in the day. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Tennessee's next execution is scheduled for August 13th. It's unclear whether the prison system has gotten a new doctor to supervise it. During Tony Carruthers' attempted execution in May, the medical team failed to establish IVs into his arms. The protocol in that case is to have a doctor place a central line into a deeper vein. But in a deposition carried out before the execution, the physician on site named Dr. Fowler said he'd not done that procedure in more than a decade. He made several attempts. The execution was eventually called off, but only after what Carruthers' attorneys call a torturous process. Daryl Hines is the next death row inmate scheduled for lethal injection. A statement from his attorneys say the Tennessee Department of Correction refuses to confirm whether it has found a doctor more capable of placing a central line. Two people experiencing homelessness have been arrested in East Nashville under a state law that makes it a felony to camp on public land. The law passed in 2022 is rarely enforced in Nashville. But 2 years ago, at least 10 people were arrested under the measure at Riverfront Park. And now two more people have been arrested in South Inglewood Park after neighbors contacted the police. Housing advocates have expressed concern over the felony camping law since it passed. Open Table Nashville, a homelessness advocacy group, posted an Instagram video criticizing the recent arrests. Associate Director India Pungarcher says in the video that criminalizing homelessness only makes it harder to address the issue.
Felony charges make it harder to obtain housing and employment, and in Tennessee, they can also carry up to 6 years in prison, a $3,000 fine, and the loss of voting rights. This is a cruel and unjust punishment for simply existing, especially during a housing crisis and this heat wave.
The Nashville Scene reports that while both people were initially charged with felonies, it likely won't stay that way. District Attorney Glenn Funk has resisted prosecuting these cases as felonies, instead opting for misdemeanors. There's also an option to send the cases through a specialty shelter court for people experiencing homelessness, where the charges could get dismissed. Well, if you've ever been stopped by a police officer, you know it can be stressful. It's even more so for people with disabilities. A new program now allows people with disabilities or specific medical conditions to add a special designation on their car registration, indicating they have a difficulty or may need extra help. It's called the Precious Cargo Program. It's free and voluntary, and it's supposed to prevent misunderstandings during traffic stops. People with speech impairments, neurological issues, and physical disabilities can add a confidential note to their vehicle registration. The information would pop up when their vehicle tag is checked, allowing officers to adjust the way they approach the situation. So far, only a few hundred Tennesseans have enrolled in the program. The state wants to spread the word since July is Disability Pride Month. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.